Cancel your weekend plans, because this week's Discovery sets out on an urgent mission to crack a case. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Many people see a summons to report for jury duty as a nuisance. Some go out of their way to keep from serving. But in Pride v. Prejudice, the 20th Claire Molloy mystery by author Joan Hess, an amateur sleuth's jury duty dismissal drives her to prove the defendant's innocence. The story begins when bookstore owner Claire Molloy is dismissed from jury duty in the most humiliating way by a prosecutor who's known for steamrolling his way through cases, especially where women and minorities are involved. Outraged and determined to get her revenge, Claire decides to take the case of the defendant, Sarah Swift, who's accused of murdering her husband. But while Sarah insists she's innocent, the evidence is stacked up against her, and Claire has just a few days to turn the case around. Now, Pride v. Prejudice is a jam-packed whodunit, with crimes, cover-ups, and secrets layered on top of each other. Throughout Claire's holiday weekend investigation, the story becomes increasingly complicated, and she covers so much ground that it seems unlikely that she'd be able to do it all in just a couple of days. The story, meanwhile, is populated with no-nonsense characters. Claire refuses to be insulted, threatened, or pushed around, and Sarah is gruff and straightforward, always offering the plain truth. But eventually, those strong characters lose their appeal. Claire seems reckless and irresponsible, leaving her family while putting herself in danger, and Sarah's hostility toward those who are trying to help her will make readers want to give up and walk away. These could have been likable characters, and Claire has been a likable sleuth in the past, but they're pushed too far, forced to fight through an overstuffed story, and that makes for an unexpectedly wearying read. But is it worth spending your weekend on a quest for clues? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say don't bother. Pride v. Prejudice is definitely full of surprises, but it's a little too full. Even fans of the series will find that it's missing some of the charm of earlier books. And if you're new to Hess's Claire Molloy mysteries, it's best to start elsewhere in the series. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Pride v. Prejudice by Joan Hess is 306 overloaded pages long and is available from St. Martin's Paperbacks. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.